Today's Cotton Newsline is three cuts. All cuts are Robbie Minnick, Senior Government Relations Representative for the National Cotton Council Office in Washington, D.C. First cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
These reductions are mandated by the Balanced Budget and Emergency Deficit Control Act of 1985, as amended by the Budget Control Act of 2011.
Second cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
The programs which provide interim financing for agricultural commodities to be stored after harvest and sold throughout the year when unaffected by harvest season pressure on prices are subject to sequester reductions of 5.1%.
Third cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
Loan making for all commodities was suspended on October 1st and is targeted to resume mid-October. Loan repayment and loan servicing for all dispersed commodity loans will continue. Beginning in mid-October, the 2013 crop loans and, if applicable, loan deficiency payments, or LDPs, will receive the 5.1% reductions. Repledged 2012 crop sugar loans are not subject to sequester, as well as 2013 crop loan rates are not affected. Commodity loans issued by FSA, marketing associations, and loan servicing agents are all subject to these reductions. As a reminder, the mid-October timeline that I mentioned is all subject upon the Congress passing a continuing resolution funding the government for this fiscal year.